Alright everyone, settle in because today we're diving into something super important, mindful parenting. I know, you're probably thinking, mindfulness? Isn't that just another trendy buzzword? But hear me out, because being a parent is hard, like seriously hard, and sometimes the stress can make it feel like we're constantly losing our cool. And let's be real, nobody wants to raise a kid who thinks their biggest emotional tool is screaming at the top of their lungs, right? So what if there was a way to navigate those chaotic moments with more grace, patience, and even joy? What if, instead of reacting impulsively, we could actually pause, breathe, and respond in a way that benefits both us and our little humans? That's where mindful parenting comes in. It's not about being perfect. Let's be honest, perfection is a myth, especially when you've got sticky fingers and toddler tantrums to deal with. It's about showing up for our kids with intention and awareness, even when the world around us feels like it's spinning out of control. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Taylor, that sounds amazing, but how on earth do I actually do that? Trust me, it's not as complicated as it seems. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on your mindful parenting journey. First off, practice self-compassion. Seriously, this is huge. We can't pour from an empty cup. You have good days and bad days, just like everyone else. When you slip up, and let's be real, we all do, remember to be kind to yourself. Instead of beating yourself up, acknowledge the moment, learn from it, and move on. Remember, your kids are learning by watching you. Secondly, cultivate awareness. Pay attention to your thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations throughout the day. You know that feeling when your toddler asks for the 5th time if they can have another cookie? Your first reaction might be frustration or annoyance, but if you pause for a moment, you might notice your heart rate increasing, your breath getting shorter, or tension in your shoulders. By becoming aware of these signals, you can choose a more mindful response instead of reacting impulsively. Thirdly, focus on the present moment. It's so easy to get caught up in worries about the future or regrets from the past. But when you're with your kids, try to fully immerse yourself in the experience. Listen attentively when they talk, engage in their play, and savor those little moments of connection. You know what I mean? That giggle that erupts when they build a tower out of blocks, or those innocent hugs that melt your heart. Those are precious. Don't let them slip away while you're lost in thought. Next up, set healthy boundaries. This doesn't mean being rigid or unyielding. It simply means establishing clear expectations and limits for yourself and your children. This helps create a sense of structure and predictability, which can be incredibly calming for everyone involved. Think about it like this. Boundaries are like fences around our emotions. They help us protect ourselves from feeling overwhelmed or drained. Finally, remember that laughter is the best medicine. Seriously, find humor in the everyday chaos, don't take things too seriously, and allow yourself to be silly with your kids. Laughter not only brightens up your day but also strengthens your bond and teaches children how to cope with stress in a healthy way. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. It's Saturday morning, the sun is streaming through the window, and your little one is demanding a stack of pancakes 3 stories high. You know what they say, happy kids, happy parents, right? Now, instead of letting that sugar-fueled request send you spiraling into a frenzy, take a deep breath, remember your mindful parenting mantra. Maybe something like, calm seas, calm me, or, patience, young Padawan, and calmly respond. You can even turn it into a playful moment by asking them to help you flip the pancakes or decorating them with whipped cream and sprinkles. You see what I mean? Mindful parenting isn't about being perfect, it's about approaching those challenging moments with intention and awareness. It's about choosing reactions over automatic responses, creating space for connection, and remembering that even in the midst of chaos, there's always room for a little joy. So, my friends, what are you waiting for? Start practicing mindful parenting today. Remember, you've got this. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, don't forget to share it with your fellow parents who could use a little extra calm in their lives. And leave us a review. It helps other people find the podcast and join our journey towards a more peaceful and joyful parenting experience. We'll be back tomorrow with another dose of calm wisdom. Until then, breathe deep, stay grounded, and keep shining your light.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.